J.A. Dean, on that piece of music there, was that composed by Wayne?
No, this is Miles.
Fees de Kilimanjaro. Are the melodic motifs on this piece of music, are they used in like a like free-floating modules?
It sounds like that. I will bet it's more through composed, but it definitely, there's kind of a simpler melodic sense than on the previous recordings, which is certainly where he was headed in his electric period, where the complexity of pieces turned into simpler motifs over simpler chord structures. And I think this is the beginning of that, really.
Why do you think he did that? Simple.
I think it was, you know, in his autobiography, he talks about this period being such an abstracted period. And when he moved into his electric period, he always considered himself a musician who came from the blues, and he wanted to return to a more grounded music. And I think it was harmonically and rhythmically, he pulled things back to a simpler place.
Dino, do you have anything else to say about Fees de Kilimanjaro before I ask you the next question?
No, I think it pretty much speaks for itself.
This next thing I want to ask you is a little off topic, but I think you have a valuable opinion about Miles and the later part of his career. Do you think of his electronic period, do you think it culminated with Agartha and Pangaea?
For me, it did. I mean, you look at that period that began with this album, but officially begins with In a Silent Way and Bitches Brew, and goes through to, what was it, 74 that was? It was two concerts in Japan on the same day, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. One came out as Pangaea, one came out as Agartha, and that was the last playing he did. I guess his hip problems had gotten so bad, and his health had deteriorated so much, and he was in so much pain, he really had to stop playing for a period of time. I personally was never a big fan of his return in the 80s in terms of the music he played. I mean.